This episode contains discussions about sexual assault, including descriptions of sensitive and potentially triggering topics. Listener discretion is advised. If you or someone you know is in need of support, please reach out to the appropriate resources for help.
Hello all, and thank you for joining us again. Today, we're going to warp your opinion on the world with a little bit of Illuminate Me.
I'm Stacey.
I'm Tasha.
I'm Nath.
And I'm Luna.
And prepare to join us for some angering, silly shenanigans.
Whoop whoop.
So, even though I said I'd never go first or last again, I actually have to go first today. So I'm going to get mine in quickly.
Ha!
So let's get started. Has anyone heard of the panspermia theory?
The pan what theory?
Panspermia.
Has it got anything to do with sperm?
Sort of, and no.
Okay, I've never heard of it, no.
Is it like the red light district version of wok racing?
Yes. No. Have you heard of it?
I have.
Okay. So, for those that haven't, panspermia is generally the idea that life on Earth originally came from somewhere else and travelled here as microorganisms on meteors or comets.
I have heard of this.
So, some believe this is where all life on Earth came from, while others believe a more directed panspermia theory and hypothesise that humans originated on another planet, such as Mars, and travelled here when the red planet was no longer habitable. With no way of recreating our technology, we then became much more primitive and forgot where we came from over time, as the theory goes. Some argue this is the reason for our fascination with space travel. This theory has been taken pretty seriously by some in the scientific community, especially those studying the DNA sequences of life here on Earth. Studying cephalopods, so cuttlefish, squid and octopus, a study showed no known ancestor. This is like a really interesting fact that I will tell everybody.
I'm sorry, say that word again.
Cephalopods. So, yeah, not just that they have no known ancestor. It showed that none of the other animals studied, living or extinct, shared a common ancestor with them either. So they're not related to any known species that has ever existed on Earth.
So they could have just brand new?
Yeah, but they've been around for a long time.
So they it's basically saying they haven't evolved from anything that's existed
everything,
in the past.
Everything else on Earth evolved from one single-celled organism that mutated and became a multiple-celled organism. Everything else, the DNA could be traced back to a common ancestor, back to a common ancestor, and they all came from the same thing other than cephalopods. They came from God knows where. So, most of the attributes of the octopus, such as its large brain and sophisticated nervous system, camera-like eyes, flexible bodies, and instantaneous camouflage via the ability to switch colour and shape, to name but a few, they all appeared very suddenly and unexpectedly in the evolutionary tree, almost as if by accident. So, normally, everything kind of evolved. Like, good eyesight evolved around the same time in lots of animals. Flight appeared very slowly over time in lots of different animals. All this stuff just appeared really, really quickly. The DNA itself is also very strange. Human DNA has 20 to 25,000 protein-coding genes, which are essential to life as we know it. The DNA of an octopus has 33,000 protein-coding genes. This has led many scientists to believe that perhaps the cephalopods of Earth, or more likely their frozen eggs, arrived on Earth via a meteor that crashed into the sea. Obviously, some people disagree with that, and there's no evidence that that happened, but they're fucking weird. So this is something that NASA are actually having to take very, very seriously and contemplate. They want to send probes to look for signs of life on other planets and moons in our solar system, but they have to take every precaution so they do not accidentally take microorganisms from Earth into space and not only discover false evidence of alien life, but also contaminate a planet with what could possibly become dangerous and destroy the planet and any other life that may be there, much like a virus. So if you imagine we landed on Mars and went, oh my God, we found life on the lander, right there, but it was actually, we took it with us and we just discovered the thing we'd put there. That in itself is bad because now we think we found alien life and we haven't, but that thing could spread and then kill off anything that's there. So this brings me to my actual theory. Life on Earth over millions of years has developed a perfect balance. We know it as the circle of life. All animals, from tiny insects to predators and scavengers, are all essential to keeping the balance. Remove one and the scales tip. Removing the predators leads to an overpopulation of the herbivores that would typically be their food, which leads to the destruction of plant life, which will cause the death of millions of insects and rodent species, which are then the food source for birds, and you get the point. You only have to look at what a difference bringing the wolves back to Yellowstone National Park made. It was amazing. But one creature on Earth, much like the octopus DNA-wise, does not fit into this balance. Could any of you guess which creature I mean?
Oh, pick me. I'm so excited.
Stacey.
It's humans,
isn't it? It is indeed.
It is, yes!
Humans wipe out forests and have been responsible for countless species going extinct, with some studies claiming we are responsible for 60% of the species that have gone extinct since 1970. Mass extinctions on all continents can be matched with the times when Homo sapiens made their way to the area. So when we first made our way to North America, within a few decades, the first mass extinction for a long time happened in North America. Same across Europe. Everywhere we went, we caused mass extinctions. We've polluted the water and air with chemicals and plastics and made areas unlivable for centuries with nuclear contamination. What if we are that dangerous virus? What if we were carried here by a meteor or rock, possibly what was left of the last planet we decimated, and then we quickly started to spread, like bacteria, destroying everything in our path? We are currently at the beginning of the sixth mass extinction, which is officially caused by human behaviour. Every hour, three species go extinct. That's what we're at right now. Every day, up to 150 species are lost. Every year, between 18,000 and 55,000 species become extinct. Man-made climate change is heating the world up, and microplastics have been found everywhere, from the bottom of the ocean to the top of Mount Everest, and inside every part of the food chain. So when we inevitably destroy the Earth, are we only destined to do the same to the next planet we infect? Could this also be why we aren't getting any messages from other species of aliens out there? They just don't want their planet infected with the human virus. Earth has been quarantined. Maybe that's why they're watching us and testing us, if abductees are to be believed. Maybe they're even trying to create a cure. Maybe our curiosity and fascination with space isn't a yearning to go back home, but a biological hunger wanting to find new worlds to strip of all of its life and energy. That could also answer the Fermi paradox. Where is everyone? They're hiding from the most deadly species in the universe, us. And what if all the diseases, plagues, and bacteria that infect us are the Earth's way of trying to get rid of us, like its own form of immune system?
I am so here for this one. And there are other points which I want to throw out. This was on my to-do list for quite a while. So can I just point out, it doesn't happen very often, we don't tend to compliment the boss, but that was banging. Spot on. Yeah, nail on the head. Humans do not belong on Earth. And I'm going to give you some other interesting sort of factors to throw out there. Think about when the sun's out. We have to put chemicals on our skin to protect us from the sun. Think about when it's cold. We have to put layers upon layers to protect us from.
Yeah, if the we're cold. Out, if we're out if it's in too, the sun, if it, we get cancer.
Yeah, if like, it's too hot, we die. Yeah. If it's too cold, we die. If we don't have the right nutrition, I mean, look at every other species, nutrition wise, every other species regulates their own weight quite easily. Mm. Unless you're a fat house cat who's spoiled, but they've evolved to, you know, colonise humans, haven't they, cats? Yeah. But there are so many factors that point to the fact that we shouldn't be here because, let's be completely honest, we don't comfortably live on Earth, really. We've got the technologies in order to enable us to live on Earth comfortably. You know, we breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
For example. But the silly things, like I say, the sun cream, the illnesses that people experience. We live all over the world in hot climates, in cold climates, in wet climates, in dry climates. But yet, it's not evolution that's enabled us to adapt. It is technology.
And if you spent a night or a few nights outside, whether it be cold or too hot or whatever, you can die from exposure to the elements.
Yeah.
The elements that we have apparently evolved to be around all across the world.
And we are not How using... Are we not okay and with I know that? There are species out there who sort of create their own little homes and their own environments to protect them from XYZ, but that is all done using nature. It's all done in a natural way that adds to the balance of the world. We just take it away. I agree. We are a virus. We do not belong here. I read somewhere, I don't know how true it is, that humans share 90% of their DNA with bananas. I just don't think we're going to be here. There's arguments over the evolution theory that we evolved from apes and then we had like the Neanderthals and we've grown from that.
Yeah.
There's nothing there to prove that we evolved from apes because apes and primates still exist. Yeah. If that was an evolution theory, they wouldn't.
The way a lot of people argue that disagree with evolution altogether. They'll say, if we evolved from monkeys, how come monkeys are still there? We didn't technically evolve from apes. We evolved from the same common ancestor that the apes evolved from. We all evolved out and mutated. This is obviously if we did evolve from these things. But we evolved from whatever was first. There was a form of ape that doesn't exist now. I read something really, really interesting yesterday while I was researching this. You know, 99% of species that have ever existed are now extinct. That includes, like, the dinosaurs and what came before them. 99% of every species that has ever existed is extinct. But 60% at least since 1970 is because of us. And if I remember rightly, from the 1500s, it's something like 8,000 species that we've wiped out personally, like humans. What happened the second we moved to, British people moved to America and we discovered, in quote marks, discovered America, even though it had already been fucking discovered by the people that already lived there. What happened to the buffalo? We killed them all, wiped it out instantly. We needed food, that's food, ate it. Now what do? Like, that's all we do. We infect an area, take over all the energy it has, all the food, destroy the land, and then move somewhere else. Literally like a plague of locusts.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go completely, I use the term lightly, wacko on this, this ties in with the theory of humans being an alien experiment and they just pop in and have a look, see how their experiment's going, and then
like
clear
I said,
off.
Might not even be an experiment. They could have brought us here to get rid of us.
You never know.
To be like, they had an infestation of humans and they were like, yeah, let's get rid of them and put them here on this empty planet. And now they come here, they're not just watching to see what we do. They're doing, apparently, according to abductees, they claim that they're messing with DNA and stuff. Maybe they are just trying to find the easiest way to kill off the humans that have infected their planet. So they're experimenting on us to figure out, okay, this is the fastest way to give them cancer. That'll kill them off quickly. So maybe we did evolve to get to be okay with the sun, but maybe they've tweaked our DNA to make sure that we don't, so they can keep us sick to try and find ways to kill us off. Maybe that's where COVID came from. Maybe the aliens planted it.
You never know. Long story short, though, I really think this theory stands.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I do not think humans are biologically from this planet.
I definitely agree that humans are just locusts. They're greedy. They're stupid. Like, what would you go in and eat all of your food source?
Yeah.
And then be like, there's nothing else now. Let's go somewhere else and kill everything else. Yeah.
Especially when we're apparently so intelligent, we could look at a system and be like, okay, if we do it, if we breed the animals that we're trying to eat or whatever, they have X amount of babies a year. We need this amount to keep it, to keep the population going. We can afford to eat X amount, and we can, but we don't. Mm-hmm. People do that, but then they go, yeah, instead of that, let's pump them all full of chemicals to make them grow faster so we can sell more of them and make more money and everyone can eat more fucking chicken. Like, that's not an okay way to do things, but that's how we see everything.
We're a disgusting species.
The worst invention ever was money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The invention of money is literally the physical embodiment of how greedy people are. Because we all want more space. Every country, their borders are so heavily protected because they know that the people around them will happily take over their land. And they want the land of others around them too. That's what all wars were fought over.
You know what they want to take over though? Land. They already have land.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but I want this bit as well. Like, why?
Yeah. Like, no one can
got that bit.
No one can see your borders from space, but they want to move their pretend borders so they can have more land. They want more money. They want more everything. People want to eat more food. Like, we are a greedy, horrible species, and in the nicest possible way, if we had nuclear war and everybody died, the amount of nuclear fallout would fuck up the entire world for millions of years. But the world is going to be here for about 4 billion more years before the sun expands and takes over the whole planet. So a few million years for the nuclear fallout to dissipate is nothing in the grand scheme of things, and the world will bounce back, and it will literally, by then, everything that we have will have crumbled and disappeared, and there will be no evidence we were ever here.
Superpowers of the world will all create bunkers anyway and go live underground and do it that way.
Maybe,
I've just finished watching Fallout, funny enough.
Maybe that's what happened, because if you imagine a few people living in bunkers for a few million years, they're going to have no technology left. They're going to have no one that knows how to build a supercomputer or any of the things, or even any of the components to a supercomputer. How do you build a microchip? I don't know how to do that. So they wouldn't have any of the things they'd need to be able to do that. So they'd have no technology. They'd have to go sit in a cave and use sticks to make fire and then start drawing pictures on the wall. And maybe that's where we came from. Maybe we've done this cycle before. Everybody died in a nuclear war. A few rich people got in a bunker, came back out when the fallout dissipated, started again, and then we just keep going round in a circle.
What a sad little life, Jane.
So, yeah. Obviously, I don't want to die, but
I mean, you're gonna.
It's the inevitable.
Yeah. No, I meant, like, I don't want to die a horrible, painful nuclear death tomorrow.
Oh, no.
But, like, for the sake of the planet, probably the best thing to happen is the human race dies.
Yeah. Sunshine and rainbows over tonight in Paraverse. Honestly, mine's not much better.
Mine's not much better either.
Yeah. The faster we all die, the better. Who's going next? Love, you want to go next? You got anything a bit more cheerful?
No.
Probably not.
You can hear me butcher a lovely lady's name.
Oh, we all know what's coming now.
Oh no, Stacey started.
I have looked into Baba.
Stacey's already laughing. I believe it got to the funny bit. Yeah, I looked into it and all that popped up in my head was vagina.
Baba vagina.
Vagina.
It means vagina.
It's the I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
Baba Vanga. Okay.
That's
not the hard bit.
Oh.
No. But thanks anyway, guys. That was really nice.
Well done.
So on January 31st, 1911, a girl named... Bear with me. Don't say vagina. Don't say vagina.
Yeah, I couldn't say that either.
That needs to go in the intro. Luna whispering, don't say vagina.
It really does.
So, a girl named Vangelia Pendiva Demitrova. I'm only going to say that once.
That sounds like a really posh name for an STI.
Oh, you are going to regret that.
You know the scientific name.
I'm so sorry.
Forgive me.
Okay. Please. She was born in Strumica, North Macedonia. When she was 12 years old, a tornado picked her up and swept her away. She was found alive, caked in dirt, with a lot of sand in her eyes. She lost her sight due to her injuries. She then went to a school especially for blind children. She learned Braille and became a good pianist. And Ellie said penis then as well.
Penis and vagina.
Oh no.
Is it bad that I started laughing at Sandy Vagina? She's covered in sand.
Yeah, it is.
You just took it in.
That was a sad story. She got picked up by a tornado.
And blinded by sand.
Yeah.
Right in a vagina.
But she's an amazing pianist.
She was.
I love that for her.
She had an amazing pianist.
So, in 1927, she started making minor predictions about local phenomena. Her gifts of clairvoyance and foreseeing kept getting stronger and stronger, and after the age of 30, she was getting quite a name for herself, as people would flock to her for readings and answers about their lost loved ones. Apparently, one of her more known clients was Adolf Hitler, amongst other politicians and leaders at the time. After the Second World War, she married a Bulgarian soldier and moved to Bulgaria. Many leaders from the Soviet Republic and Bulgarian politicians came to her for advice and readings. Her foreseeing the future is what made her famous. She has apparently gotten 85% of all of her predictions spot on. Some of her more famous predictions are Princess Diana's death, an African-American becoming America's 44th president, Barack Obama, and even 9/11. Given the nickname Baba Vanga when she rose to fame, and also the Nostradamus of our time, sadly she passed away in 1996. But she left a timeline of predictions for each year, and some of them are quite scary. So for this year, her predictions are an orbit alteration for the Earth, a breakthrough in quantum computing, and everyone's talking about all that.
Working on, yeah.
A cure for cancer. She also passed away of cancer herself and also predicted the correct date that she'd pass away on August the 11th, 1996. I was, you know when he asked you the other day what year you were born?
That's
I was
why.
Like, I need to know, what if Tasha was born again? Well, she was born again as Tasha.
I am Baba Vanga.
Tasha Vanga.
I mean, I can see a resemblance between you and a vagina.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, and the last one, an economic crisis which has already come true in the UK and Japan.
Didn't she also predict that King Charles was going to abdicate?
Yep.
This year.
You know when you hear about that blind lady, have you ever seen pictures of her?
Yeah, I know who she is now, because when you said in the group chat earlier, I was like, I'm so clueless to all of this still. Hey, but now that you've said it, I'm like, I know who she is.
Yeah. I've heard this. Every year, there's more stuff. I couldn't find, though, what she'd actually released.
Look, did she write a book? Did she do a blog? Did she do a podcast? Where did she make these predictions?
Tumblr.
Oh, my God, could you imagine?
Tumblr.
Yeah?
It's did all on MySpace.
AOL, she put it as a status.
Yeah, she's predicted so much stuff, it's been mad.
Yeah. And 85% correct? That's not bad. Fair.
Mm-hmm. 85% of her predictions were spot on.
Remember, Rolly, some of them, they might be spot on, but a lot of them are kind of open to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So She only predicted it if you kind of really look into it and go, could that mean that? I mean, there was a queen, I want to say, from some country in Europe. I'm not going to try and guess which one because I'll get it wrong. But she also abdicated the throne, and she predicted that for last year as well. I remember reading that.
It's mad, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Baba Vanga, I apologised for calling you vagina. I did not mean to at all.
I kind of did a little bit, but only because she did it first.
If you're going to haunt anyone, haunt him.
Haunt Tasha.
I want to know what Tasha Vanga's predictions are.
Tasha?
For the future. Can you channel something for us now?
Channel for us and give us a prediction for this year.
Try and narrow it down. Give us a prediction for this week.
It's Friday.
Right, the next coming week. No, the next 7 days.
I have a prediction.
7 days.
In the next 7 days, it's going to rain.
In the next 7 days, there will be a Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, and between them, a Wednesday.
Oh. Do you know what, actually? I do have a prediction. It's gonna... It's gonna be May.
That's so weird.
I full on thought you were going to start rubbing my head like a crystal ball. I really expected it.
I'm like the whitest woman in the world. And then you guys come out with bangers like that. And I'm like, I belong here.
It's gonna be May.
You know, he said in an interview that was the one thing he regrets the most is not pronouncing me in that song. He's fucking sick of the memes and sick of people singing it at him in every April.
It's the only reason anyone still knows who he is, though, let's face it.
But most
other
people,
than Britney's book where she slams him and calls him the rightfully asshole that he is.
Most people younger than like our age will see his picture in the meme and have no fucking clue who he is.
Nah, but they'll know it's going to be May soon. They know what time of the year it is.
The 1st of April. That meme pops up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha, you're up.
Oh, you did so well there. You didn't chuck in anything. I was very impressed.
I want to see my nice
speaking of sandy vaginas, Tasha.
There it is.
What, the sandy vagina?
Yeah, there it is. Sandy vagina. Nave's currently putting a wig on.
No, I'm not. There is no evidence of this. Put your fucking phone away.
No.
Put the phone away.
No.
Give yourself a 4 head instead of a 5 head. Pull it down a touch.
Can't see. I look lovely, I think. I can't see. I have no idea. Let me see.
Nathan's saying it's no Natalie. Nat. And everybody likes to see.
Big Nat.
Fucking itchy. Never mind. Fucking horrible. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we've got pictures of you dressed as me with the bald cap. There we got me with your wig on.
Oh, these are majestic.
Did you get some pictures?
Of course I did.
Should have predicted that Nath would magically grow hair.
Even no one saw that coming. Even Baba Vagina didn't see that one coming. Anyway, can we carry on and be professional, please?
What's that?
I don't know. I keep hearing that word get thrown around with other people. I'm assuming it's like a fashion statement or something.
I don't know. I'm not even professional on my day job. This is not even, especially not on my night job. Christ. I'm just going to kill the good vibes now.
Like, you know how we're all having a good time?
Well,
that's going to die.
That's going to die.
It's always a good time.
Until Tasha starts speaking.
Yeah,
and that's just, not even the podcast, that's just like general life, day to day. Tasha speaks, the good time dies.
Fuck off.
Well, you know what you did to that night.
Anyway, Tasha.
Well, yeah, my one that I actually did research once, so you all better be proud of me.
Yay.
Second round of applause.
I did do fucking shit.
I didn't do fucking shit.
Well, I did this time, bitch.
Is it just because I made that video? You're like, fucking bastard. I'm gonna prove
you wrong. Yeah, I'm going to prove you wrong. So my one is going to be a combination of not only angering, but pretty controversial. I mean, what is a good conspiracy without it being a little bit spicy, you know?
Yeah.
Are we going to kick off?
Probably. I kicked off reading it. Like when I was researching it, I was getting so angry at this. And yeah, you'll see what I mean. So obviously, when you think about living on an army base, you assume, other than the obvious, it's a relatively safe place, wouldn't you? You know, it's heavily guarded. There's a lot of people, cameras, everything like that. You'd think sort of safe.
They're literally high security areas.
Yeah.
I'm angry already. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, if you're a woman, probably not.
Hey, did I know that was coming?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be quite a bold statement, but if you're a woman in a minority, it's even worse, in my opinion.
Sherlock.
I know. So I started researching this based on one story, so it was actually quite a big story that went round, I think it was 2020. So the first person that I want to kind of talk about is a 20-year-old soldier named Vanessa Guillen, who was stationed in Fort Hood in Texas. Now, before I start getting into this story, Fort Hood, this particular base, is a mess.
Is it in the hood?
You'd think it would be, honestly, because the amount of reports of, like, I should have really added a trigger warning in. Unfortunately, yeah, there is going to be a lot of references of assault and things like that.
I'll put one in there in the introduction. There seem to be a few more of these creeping into introductions in the last few shows.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, this one particular base has had so many reports of people either taking their own lives, attacks, assaults, sexual assaults, and this one particular base is just rife with it. This has been happening to men and women, you know, gender-neutral people, everything. So, but in this particular story, we are going to talk about Vanessa Guillen. So, April 22nd, 2020, she was on a day off. You know, she was on duty. She worked in, like, an armoury. So, you know, you'd go in and you'd get weapons from her, but she had a day off. So she was, like, minding her own business, speaking to her family. And the last place she was recorded as being seen was a parking lot and her squadron's headquarters. Later on that day, a soldier called Specialist Robinson. So he basically worked in the building across from her. Was apparently seen carrying a large bag. No one thought anything of it because they're like, he's in the army. Of course he's going to be carrying a big heavy bag because he also works within, like, weapons. April 23rd, she obviously didn't report for duty. So naturally they're like, where's she at? They go to all the usual places where they'd expect her to be. She's missing. So, of course, this would lead to a search that would last until June 30th that year. But the search was mostly spearheaded by this woman's poor family. Like, her 16-year-old sister, I was watching this, there's a documentary about her on Netflix, and her sister at the time was 16, and this girl is incredible. Like, she's just so, like, passionate, and, you know, she just really wants to get her sister back, which obviously, you know, as someone who has a sister, I get it, but it's just, at 16 as well, like, she's just, like, so brave. But sadly, on June 30th, this is when the search would end, a contractor found human remains, which were confirmed to be Vanessa's. She was killed by blunt force trauma to the head. And after investigating, it doesn't really explain the details of how they drew this conclusion, but Specialist Robinson was detained. But because of a series of mess-ups, like miscommunications, things like that, he managed to get out and take his own life. And then his girlfriend was arrested for her part in the murder. And then why was she killed, though? You know, this is the official story. Was that she found out about a relationship between Robinson and his girlfriend, who was married to another soldier. Now, there is, like, strict fraternization rules and things like that in the army, where you're just not supposed to, you know, bump uglies with another soldier's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So she found out because apparently he had his phone out. She saw a picture of her as his wallpaper, and she was like, that's not on. You shouldn't be doing that. You know that. Because she was very to the book. You know, she took her job seriously. She took her role in the army very seriously. So she was like, what are you doing? Like, that's a terrible idea. Why?
Mm.
And that's apparently why she was killed. On base.
Wow.
Yep. But, Like, what's so weird about this one, though, is that apparently she had spoken up about sexual assaults happening on the base. This particular soldier had apparently got a record of doing it in the past anyway. But it's just also the fact this happens. They don't know how they drew the conclusion to arrest this guy, but apparently there was a lot of evidence. And then they let him get out.
Yeah. And there was previous evidence on him, and he was still allowed to work there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And he's in a job that's supposed to be protecting people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But as well, the other thing was with this, when it came to like the search for her and everything like that, the family were trying to get like answers. They were like, what's going on? What is happening with her? The army weren't telling her anything. And like 90% of the search was actually spearheaded by the family. Like they fundraised and they had to get private investigators in. They literally had to pitch up and do protests outside the base just to get information.
Yeah, the army usually look after their own, but because she was a woman and it was one of their own that was accused, they wouldn't want to look bad, would they?
No, exactly. But the other question is as well, you know, what happened on the back of this? So apparently, after this all came out and everything that happened, they did apparently launch an investigation into this base to understand why this happened. Apparently there were 14 people that were sacked, and you'd like to think, oh, that would have helped. 2023, Ana Fernanda Rios took her own life on the exact same base, similar circumstances, spoke up about sexual assault. It was stated that no foul play was suspected, but they've literally offered up no information on what happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit suspicious. Another woman, a minority woman, on the exact same base.
Jesus Christ.
It's all just to cover up to not give the army bad press,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But then the worst bit is as well, like the family, they created this hashtag, and I think it's I am Vanessa Guillen. So it's an open hashtag. And the amount of women that were within the army that spoke up about this, and they were literally like, this happened to me, this is my story, and the amount of stories, it was scary. Like a lot of these women as well, they'd like share their headshots. To prove, obviously, they were in the army, and the amount of people that responded to this hashtag was terrifying.
And they all risk losing their jobs over this.
Yep. And then, sadly, though, there is one more story, and this is what actually got me looking into this topic in the first place, because I heard about this story, and it literally made me so angry. So, Lavina Johnson, she was a 19, very close to being 20-year-old soldier. She was the daughter of a service veteran as well. So obviously the army was in her blood. So she was very passionate about it. So she enlisted in September 2004 and was deployed to Iraq in the May of 2005. During her time in the army, she had spoken to her dad. Like, she kept regular touch with him, and she did actually say that she was unfortunately assaulted. And I think they, like, she'd even reported it and everything as well, and there wasn't really much done about it. And then on July 20th, a week before her birthday, her body was found in a tent. So it was like a contractor tent that they put up in Iraq. As sort of like temporary beds and things like that. And her death was ruled a suicide. And honestly, we could probably insert the clip from Simon Pegg, because it's like, Lavina Johnson was fucking murdered. So unfortunately, the autopsy report came out. And the only reason that this actually did come out was because when she had like an open casket, and obviously they'd done all the prep work and everything like that, which obviously Luna will understand a bit better than me. But even with all of everything they'd done, her dad was like, why does her face look so battered? Like, it wasn't just a case of like a, you know, she chops out.
Disfigured.
Yeah, like her nose was broken, she had a black eye, a busted lip, everything like that. So he basically got someone to do a separate autopsy because they were like, what on earth is going on? And then he insisted on having the autopsy report. So this is what the autopsy report said. Obviously, she had a broken nose, she had black eye, loose teeth, and chemical burns on her genitals. And a gunshot wound to her mouth that was inconsistent with suicide. And I'm pretty sure I did hear somewhere that the gun that was in her hand wouldn't have matched the damage that had been done to her, if that makes sense. Like, she
surely had someone who planted it there would have known that.
You'd think so, yeah. But yeah, I suppose if they're idiots and they're panicking.
Obviously, in the army, if you have a gun, there's a log of what gun you have, what serial number it is, what ammo you've got, how many bullets you've got. You have to check everything in and out. So, without obviously, if we were both in the army and you had a gun and I had a gun and I wanted to kill you and we both didn't have the same gun, I'm not going to be able to get your gun off you to shoot you with it.
Yeah.
So I'd have to kill you with mine and then make it look like it was yours.
Yeah.
Which, if they're not the same caliber of gun, it's not going to be easy to do.
Exactly. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, sadly, I have seen some of the photos. And in the autopsy photos, like, she... I don't know a good way of putting this. She looks pretty intact. And apparently she was holding a big fuck-off rifle.
I'd be interested to hear who did the first autopsy.
I think it was done by the army.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm assuming the chemical burns were more than likely something like bleach to destroy other DNA that may or may not have been.
If she had a full autopsy, they would have found all of that.
I think that's the point. They did and went, no, we didn't.
Someone get Richard Shepherd.
Because they were covering for someone in the army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, that story, like, when I was researching it, I was just so angry because it was like, the more I looked into it and the more cases that just kept coming up. And it's like, how is it that more people don't know about what happened to Lavina Johnson? And it just seems like that got buried so much. And then it's like all these other cases. I literally found three very quickly. And there's so many more than that as well. And it's like, how much do they actually cover up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And women who are serving their country and not being kept safe.
Yeah.
Women in general aren't being kept safe. This reminds me of a video that I've seen going around TikTok recently. And this video was basically saying it's of women questioning men or questioning in general. Would you rather, or would your daughter rather, be in the woods alone with a man?
Or a bear.
Or a bear. The bear.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be with the bear, as long as it wasn't a polar bear, because all the others don't eat people.
As long as it wasn't a polar bear,
you could probably scare a bear off. Yeah.
There's that little phrase, little poem that they say to figure out what to do if you bump into a bear. If it's brown, lie down, make yourself look small. If it's black, fight back. Make yourself as big and loud as possible.
Yeah, they run away.
They're a lot easier to scare. If it's white, say goodnight. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, it's faster than you, bigger than you, stronger than you. It will eat you and kill you very, very quickly.
Polar bears are brutal.
But generally, I think this just leans into my theory that I mentioned. People are fucking horrific.
Yeah.
Especially men.
Yeah.
Up until the last couple of hundred years were the ones doing all of the spreading across the world and deciding what we're going to kill, who we're going to eat, doing all that.
Which majority of people in power in government are still men.
Yeah. So they're still the ones making the decisions and destroying the world.
If you look at the governments around the world, which governments do the best and which governments, like in which countries are most happy with their leaders, it's the ones who have women in power.
They were the ones who dealt with COVID the best because who was in charge? Closed the borders very quickly and they only had a few cases.
Yeah.
It just shows just how fucking horrific. We're not only bombing each other, but we're doing shit like that to each other. It's fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So to sum up, we don't like men.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, guys.
We quite like bears.
I'm waiting for those comments to come out.
We're quite like bears, but not the white ones. And we're quite like people, just not the male ones.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really like many people.
No.
But definitely not the male ones.
Yeah.
Speaking of people I don't like, Nath.
Oh, you already went. Stacey's turn.
So, this is a bit of a get involved one. A bit different to what I usually do. And I want to talk about, a bit lighthearted, the things people don't consider during a zombie apocalypse.
I saw a couple of videos on TikTok about this recently, so.
Yeah, this is. See if I can remember some of them. What's inspired me. And there are other things out there. Some of them are funny, some of them are quite serious. So, you watch the zombie programmes, the TV shows, the films, and most of zombie viruses are degenerative, so your body's rotting, but it's still sort of able and moving and hunting. Mm. So, taking this into account, the zombies will lose weight. Zombies are humans.
Mm-hmm.
What the majority of humans wear? Clothes. Pants.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do when said zombie loses weight, which it's going to, its pants around its ankles, it hasn't got the brain power
to pull them back up again.
To pull them back up again or take them off completely. The zombies are never going to catch her.
I actually don't think I want to picture a bare-assed zombie.
The worst thing is, all zombies, because they're people, if they eat, they also have to poo.
Yep.
So they're now shitting themselves. So they've got shit-filled pants around their ankles and the rest of it's just falling out around them while they're stumbling and tumbling about the place.
Walking Dead just got a whole lot smellier.
This was another one I was going to point out, the smell. Mm. Nobody talks about what it's going to smell like during a zombie apocalypse.
I don't think anyone wants to think about it.
Yeah.
Where are you going to poop? The toilet paper's going to run out eventually. It was bad enough during COVID.
Get up a day, darling.
The fight for toilet paper. Yeah. It's going to stink.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have rotting bodies everywhere, rotting flesh, people dumping where they want to, not being able to wipe themselves. The deodorant's going to run out. How are we going to cope with this smell?
We've all seen Daryl in The Walking Dead.
We've all seen the stink lines coming off him.
We can all imagine how Daryl smells. Really important point. And hear me out. Nails.
Honestly.
Yeah. One. I want to still do my nails, but it's not going to happen eventually. Two. Who's cutting the zombies' nails? Because they're going to grow well long. They're not going to be able to get a grip on people.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to hold people, grab you, to pin you down. Toenails specifically.
Could you imagine a zombie pins you down and goes, ah, fuck, I've lost a nail. Like, imagine the pain they'd be in. Ah, fuck, my whole fucking fingernails just popped off.
But your nails don't grow when you die. Your skin just goes back.
But they're not dead. They're still eating. They're still moving. They're I'm assuming something's going to keep growing.
So, you've got the nails and you've also got the hair. If the toenails grow so long, see, I'm thinking of, like, this is going to be easier than the programmes make out eventually. So when the toenails grow long, how are they going to be running around when you've got massive claws for toenails? You're going to be tripping up over yourself.
To be fair, they'll be alright because eventually their massive, long, sharp toenails will cut through the pants that are around their ankles and they'll be able to walk a bit more freely.
And the hair, how are they going to know? When the hair's in their eyes, they're not portrayed as a intelligent sort of species on the telly. They're just programmed to catch and kill people.
Mm.
So they're not going to be thinking, oh, my fringe has got a bit long. I need to pull that out of my eyes. Some of them are not going to be able to see you.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them walking around on The Walking Dead with their hair over their face like that.
Exactly. So yeah. How do all they those, see people to get them?
All those emo zombies with a fringe. Can't see a fucking thing. The other one I saw on TikTok was the other day watching The Walking Dead and Daryl got a cut on his arm and he was like, oh, I'll be fine. And they just stitched him up. Can you imagine how fast he's going to die of fucking sepsis?
Literally.
He's got no antibiotics.
Mm.
It's going to get so manky so quickly.
And let's talk about, you know, the sun cream situation that we spoke about earlier. What about the likes of us who wear glasses?
Yeah.
We're going to be knacked. We're not going to see
less than the hairy zombies.
And what about the zombies who are short-sighted? Their glasses are going to come off eventually. They're not going to be able to see you, to catch you. Let's talk about the bugs. There are going to be so many bugs, rotting corpses, flies,
maggots,
the smell. Mm. It's going to be vile. It's going to be like Scotland in the summer.
Oh my God.
All the midges everywhere. And then are you going to have zombie midges? You know, if they've landed on a zombie and sucked their blood and then they land on you and bite you, does that mean you're going to get infected without actually being bitten by a zombie?
I reckon, like, again, going to shows like The Walking Dead, if their blood gets into your blood or their saliva gets into your blood, you can turn. Same thing. Mosquitoes biting you. Terrible. There's also the one that's always got me. Again, like you said, it's a degenerative disease. Their body starts to crumble. When you die, one of the first things that goes is the tendons between your muscles. And without the tendons, you can't bend your leg. So once that snaps, you can't walk. Who are they chasing? How are they chasing anything?
Absolutely. Which brings me to another point. Typically, zombies bite people. Mm. That's how you get infected. If you're, you know, if they're not drinking the 2 liters of water a day, which you need for your brain to function and the bare minimum for your body to survive for 2 weeks, then one, your brain's going to shrivel and it's going to be nothing. How is it going to function without a brain? Because we know nothing can really function without a brain apart from jellyfish. And two, the teeth are going to fall out. The gums are going to recede. How are they going to bite you and infect you if they've got no teeth?
Just gumming on your chin.
Literally, that's what we were saying earlier.
Yeah. And like you said as well, they can't, like, they try and bite you. You ever tried to bite through your coat? Could you imagine just wearing a normal, like a hoodie? Can you imagine trying to bite through a hoodie into your skin? You wouldn't be able to actually make contact with your skin.
Especially if you got no teeth.
Exactly. Just wouldn't work, would it?
Absolutely not. Another one, a point that I want to make is the temperatures in summer and winter, even in this country and they're not that extreme, are going to kill off more zombies than what we could imagine because, you know, the winters.
Winters, you know, and the hot
people
summers.
People die anyway in the winter in this country because they can't afford to heat the houses.
Because we haven't evolved to be able to put up with the temperatures.
So that's going to kill off a lot of zombies. And the summer as well, that's going to kill off a lot of zombies with the heat. They're all going to die of skin cancer.
I don't think you can get cancer if you're already dead.
Yeah, maybe.
Now I want to talk about a little positive because you've got to throw these out. House prices would be affordable again. Because there would be more because there would be more houses than people. They'd be giving them away. They'd be like, you want that one? Yeah, tenner. Go on then.
I ain't trading money. I'll give you a tomato.
I'd give you a tomato.
Yeah.
I'll give you a high five.
Yeah.
I'll give you a won't stab you in the neck. Yeah. Give me the fucking house. I'm just going to take the house. Squatter's rights.
No, I saw somewhere someone had written down they think boats would be the best way to survive because you watch any of the programmes and none of the zombies can swim. However, what you're going to do when you run out of food, what you're going to do when you
this
run out of gas.
This is what I've always thought.
You're going to have to come back to dry land at some point.
Yeah.
So it might see you out for a bit, you know, the millionaires on the super yachts. But
you imagine being out on a river and you run out of gas for your ridiculous boat. And because you can't get back to the shore, the tide takes you out to sea. And now you're just drifting out to sea on a big fucking boat. You're literally just going to... Now you're going to die.
I feel like it'd be a good time to become a pirate and steal a cruise ship. Tell me that place isn't going
to
be stocked.
But I can't imagine it's very easy to drive a cruise ship by yourself.
If Jack Sparrow can do it, I can do it.
He didn't steal a cruise ship.
No, well, no, but it can't be that different.
Can you sail a ship? Any of them?
I'd figure it out.
Like a rowboat. Do you reckon you could actually row a boat and not just go in circles?
I'll do it on the night.
It is the night.
I'll do it on the night.
That brings me to another good point with the stockpilers, because we have these people who, rightly so, I think, not that I'd go to the extreme, who stockpile, who make sure that they're prepared for these situations. Can you imagine them being prepared? They got all this tinned food and the can opener breaks.
Oh dear.
I'll get a couple.
You know what I mean? What if they all break? And another one that I want to point out there is, have you ever had a random can of some shit soup at the back of your cupboard that you forgot about for years and you get it out and the can's rusted? You know, that's going to happen to the stuff eventually. So you think you're prepared? Are you really? Another one. Nuclear power plants. There are so many points. The more that I looked into it, the more I was like, oh my God, there's more. So nuclear power plants, with nobody manning them, eventually they're going to overheat and just Chernobyl the world.
Yeah.
So if the zombies don't get us, the nuclear radiation will.
And then we'll have radioactive zombies.
Absolutely. And let's talk about boredom as well. Once you've got your cosy little Homestead, Safe and Zombies. If by some miracle you've managed to get your shit together, you've got food, you've got water, you've got safety. What are you actually going to do?
I don't know, but I will quote Beth from The Walking Dead here. Someone said to her that they were bored. She was like, you are so lucky and have the privilege of being bored during the zombie apocalypse.
I mean,
and she's right, that is a privilege.
There's only a certain amount of times, though, that while you're bored, you can sit there and think, at least I have time to be bored. I'm not scared that I'm going to be eaten. I'm not looking for food. I'm not struggling to survive. I get to be bored. That's really nice. And then 10 minutes later, still fucking bored, though. Like, it doesn't help all the time.
Would there be no hobbies? Like, would there be a zombie hunting hobby?
Maybe.
Just for the crack of it?
There's only a certain amount of books you can read before you get bored of reading.
I would say zombie photography, but eventually all the cameras are going to go crap and the electric's going to run out and stuff like that, you
I'll
know.
I'll be all right, you know. I reckon I'll be all right. I'll just sleep.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant free hobby.
It'd take you a while to get over the fact that TikTok didn't work.
Oh, God, that'd
you'd
kill
still
me.
Check it every now and again. You'd still try and find ways to charge your phone, but you're trying to make a call, see if, like, there's someone out there that can save us. So, no, I'm just checking in case TikTok's come back on.
You never know. I reckon TikToks would be good during a zombie apocalypse. The trends would be brilliant.
Like with COVID.
Yeah. New dances and all that, you know.
Doing the zombie dance.
Thriller playing in the background.
And if it did happen, like in the programmes... If it did, that'll lead me to my next point after this. How would plants and animals evolve with it all? Like, would you have Venus flytraps growing absolutely enormous and being like zombie catcher plants?
I hope so.
What happens when the virus jumps from people to animals and then they start, like, animals and scavengers start picking off the meat? And that's another one. Why don't you see birds landing on the zombies, eating the flesh?
You do, though, sometimes.
Not
because they still see them as people. They'd go to grab them like people would.
But they'd eventually...
If you walk through a flock of pigeons, they fly away.
Yeah, but eventually there'd be something that they'd see that... Or dogs, they'd see that as, like, I can eat that. And they'd just start picking off zombies by themselves. Yeah, one lone zombie and a pack of dogs, they'd pull it down and start eating it.
Well, did you see that pack of dogs in the Walking Dead?
You mean the one that they ate?
They ate them, yeah. But they were covered in blood and dirty and they all had collars on. They were like...
Yeah, they were pet dogs. Got
they
out,
were all
and they
pets.
Were like, they just became wild. How many zombies do you think they'd eaten?
What happens, and now this is a really, really serious point that bothered me majorly. What happens when the good tea bags and the good coffee and the Monster and the Lucozade all run out? What are we going to do?
I don't even want to think about that. I'd kill myself.
That was the worst thing for me.
What happens when the vapes all stop working, Stace?
It breaks my heart. I wouldn't want to live in that world.
There'd be a stockpile of them somewhere.
Yeah. You got the people stockpiling food, the people stockpiling toilet paper, and all the fucking 8-year olds stockpiling strawberry
vapes. I don't
vapes.
Need to eat. I just need to vape.
In a zombie apocalypse, top three things you'd forage. I say forage. Trash in a supermarket to get your hands on. Three things that you'd get.
Oh man. You gotta put your family first.
Hang on. We're gonna do it properly. We've got one thing that you need. That you think, like, survival wise, one thing that you'd want, and then one like fancy item, something that's just for you. And you're gonna pick one of each. What do you go with? Something you need, something backing. That you'd want, and then something.
I want my backing. That would
just
be...
ride all the fags. Is that a
would
need?
That be a need? Yeah, that would be a need.
Because
I would be a fucking nightmare to live with otherwise.
For survival, that's the first thing you'd think. To help survive the zombie apocalypse, you're going to ride the backy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd use your lack of tobacco rage to help kill the zombies. Like, he's hiding all the baccy. Oh, fuck you, zombie!
And yeah. You know it'd work. Exactly. And you better give me my baccy after. So, baccy, alcohol.
You're just having a fucking party.
Not Frank Gallagher. And is this my luxury item?
Throw a party. Yeah.
My luxury item would be I would try and find all the pop figures.
Where the fuck are you keeping them? In
I don't give a shit.
In our expensive house that she got for a tenner.
Yeah.
Duh.
Swapped it for a pack of bags.
So my need, I'd pick something like an axe. Because it's a good weapon.
Oh shit, yeah, stuff like that.
A survival. And you go with an axe, you can use it to chop down firewood, you can use it to kill zombies. It's generally a good thing to have. A want, I'd have to find, I'd want to find something food-wise that would last a long time and that fills you up really quickly. But I'd also kind of want to just grab a load of sweets or something, like something full of sugar. And a luxury item, it'd just be a shit ton of monster. Just Mango Loco crates, just taking all this shit with me. But crack, I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Tash, what would you take? Three items.
A need would probably be a bow and arrow. I'm like Daryl. Daryl had the right idea, you know.
Yeah, but you have to keep going after the arrows.
Yeah, but it's like a reusable source of ammo.
Until they break.
And they're quiet, but you can also fashion your own.
I don't have a good aim.
I don't need that to figure out.
I want a bow and arrow. I don't have a good aim. Well, that's fucking shit.
Here we go then. What else?
I'd learn. I think, what was it? Something you need.
Something you want, and then a luxury item.
Okay, something I want would be a shit ton of monster.
Mm-hmm. You're not sharing mine, get your own.
That's what I mean, I'd get my own, bitch. And then a luxury item would be a boatload of wine.
Mm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You're all going to be pissing everywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I have no fear. I have no fear.
That's right. I'm standing guard with my fucking axe while you guys get pissed. Yeah, Tasha's going to be in charge of a bow and arrow with a boatload of wine.
Yeah, but I would take out them zombies though, even drunk.
I'd just like throw my empty wine bottles at them and be like, listen here, oh shit.
We're trying to beat things with the fucking bow. She can't use the arrows. Stace, what would yours be?
Oh, this is a tough one.
You're going to be clever about it, aren't you? We're just silly.
I'm going to try and be a little bit clever. So, something you need, I would buy a camping kettle. So, one that you boil, but like on top of fire.
Yeah.
Because that's your clean
source. Do you not already have one?
Yeah, but... You know, if you've had to flee your house and stuff and you've run past a supermarket and you're like, shit. That would be my need. Yeah.
This is like, if you're in a supermarket, you've got nothing, what are you grabbing?
So that's your hot water that you can put in, sterilise shit. You know, that would be my need. I'm going to put down a big ass sword machete style thing. Mm. Not that they sell them at Tesco's, but you know.
You know what?
Special oil at Aldi, maybe. If I shop somewhere else, perhaps a special oil. You'd want a machete
because it's good. It's a good tool for chopping things as well.
And you don't have to get that close to them.
Finally, the axe. Useful and deadly.
And my luxury item. I don't know because there's only.
Vapes.
No, I probably wouldn't go vape because. If you lose a vape, it's gutting, isn't it? And a lot of them are rechargeable now. How would you recharge them? You wouldn't be able to eventually. So I would go nicotine lozenges. As long as it's in my system, I'm fine. But it's a tough one between nicotine lozenges and coffee. Because I don't function well without a coffee or any sort of caffeine. And I don't function well without nicotine either.
You should go if with coffee, you've already got the kettle.
And say if you've got a kettle
and
you're making boiling water and you're going to have a cup of boiling water, you'd be looking down forever going, I just stole some fucking coffee right now, I'd have been well happy.
I bet Bear Grylls would listen to this and put his head in his hands and go, oh.
At least between us, we've got a couple of weapons. And something we can use to get firewood. None of us have anything to start the fire with.
So I'm hoping that when you got your back here, you remember to put a fucking lawyer.
Hang on a second. I will stop you there. Me and you wear glasses. They're going to be completely useless to our eyes one day if you position it in the sun.
I mean, to be fair, my glasses are probably strong enough to do that. They are like fucking binoculars on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the last point is, do we really think it's going to happen? It might happen, but it's not going to happen like it happens in the programmes.
No, it'll definitely happen differently. I think it'll just end up being not quite zombies. It'll be...
Mushrooms.
Yes.
A fast-acting, degenerative brain disease.
It'll either be some kind of thing like in The Last of Us, or it'll be what's left after a nuclear war, what's left of the people that got kind of burnt but didn't die, and they're all slowly dying from radiation poisoning, and they're all just sort of stumbling around trying to steal your shit to try and survive.
And without sounding trusting of the government, because we all know the slimy so-and-sos, they'll have plans in place to nip this in the bud. I know COVID wasn't handled the best, but it was still handled. And
not really. COVID's still there.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not like how it was.
Yeah, like it's there now, but no one cares.
Yeah. Like we probably didn't need to.
We're able to live with it, so.
Yeah. I preferred lockdown.
I hated lockdown. I wish I'd have appreciated it more.
Loved every minute. So chill.
Well, that's mad to think that that was 4 years ago already.
Mm-hmm.
But like 4 years ago now, I'd have been stood in a queue outside Asda with my trolley 2 metres away from each person. And then having to walk around the entire supermarket in a line in one-way system. And then you're like, fuck, I forgot the milk. And you've got to go all the way around a fucking supermarket because you can't go back down the wrong aisle. Anyway, we play a lot of stupid fucking card games. And I found one the other day that I hadn't played in fucking years. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to break this out. So, pick your poison, which is basically, would you rather... This is to all of you, you'll have to pick an answer. Would you rather accidentally murder your best friend or furiously masturbate over the open casket at the funeral?
So your best friend's dead anyway.
You're either going to accidentally kill them, or they died anyway, but you have to furiously masturbate over the open casket. So you're going to stand right next to them, with all three of you, furiously flicking your beans.
Furiously. I'm going to masturbate over a dead body, but I wouldn't want to kill my best friend.
I'd rather accidentally kill someone.
I'd rather accidentally kill someone as well.
Stace, never become best friends with these. They'd rather kill you than have a wank.
Stand up and furiously flick your bean.
Over my dead body.
I mean, in a zombie apocalypse, that'd be one really good way of starting a fire.
How dry are you, Tucker?
Be pretty dry if I had to furiously masturbate at a funeral.
To be fair.
And also, as well, like if it was a zombie apocalypse, you know, you wouldn't be able to keep it groomed down there, so you'd have a flint and a match.
That's a point I could have made.
Literally got a bushfire.
Yeah, exactly.
Bushfire.
So, one more. Would you rather open your laptop in a meeting only to discover that porn is playing at full volume, or have porn audio softly playing from your pocket at all times?
The laptop one, the first one.
Definitely. One. You could play that off as, oh my gosh, I've been hacked.
Oh my god.
I was watching porn a minute ago. Sorry, like, guys.
Sorry, I've got a funeral to go to tomorrow. I was getting some practice in. Oh dear. Shall we have one more?
Yeah, this quickly, is fun. Randomly I like pick this some. Game.
It's trying to find some that are similar. It's like if you've got like, would you rather pick your nose and eat it, or shoot your nan in the face? Like, we'll try and find someone on par. Oh dear. Would you rather play spin the bottle with everyone in your immediate family? So like parents and siblings and stuff.
So what kind of spin the bottle? Because there are so many variations. So which one are we talking about?
At least kissing, if not more sexual. Because it's weird questions. Or would you rather do that or stick your hand in a bucket of medical waste?
I'd go the medical waste, to be fair. You can wash it off. Yeah. Could I close medical my eyes waste. And hold my nose?
If you're doing the medical waste or the or the spin the bottle.
What do you think is in medical waste?
It'd be like blood, guts,
shit, body shit, parts.
Body parts.
See, if it wasn't poo, I'd be okay.
Poo.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. I'd probably draw the line at poo. Like, if it was like guts and shit, I'd be like, meh.
Right, would you rather cut off one of your ears with a pair of children's safety scissors or give pedicures to an entire nursing home using only your teeth?
Cut off my ear, safety scissors.
That'd take a long fucking time. You'd have to find a pair that weren't left-handed. Why are scissors left-handed?
Like it's an ambidextrous thing!
I'm going to approach this in the sense of you get £1 million at the end of it.
I mean, you don't.
No, you don't. But if you throw that in there and hear me out, I'd go the pensioners because most of them see chiropodists anyway, so the feet are in pretty good condition if they're in a care home.
Just imagine how much time you're going to spend going... It's just the...
Yeah, I'm losing an ear.
So, last one. Would you rather get walked in on every time you go to the bathroom or have 12-inch pubic hair you can't trim?
The so
back to
one.
The zombie apocalypse. You can't bush trim fire. Your pubic hair. Your bush fire.
The first one. Imagine going to the toilet with massive pubes. You'd have to, like, part it. You'd have to sort of, like, tie it up with your own hair to keep it out the way so you can pee and wipe.
No, just stick a scrunchie in. You'd be fine.
Just scrunchie in either side.
You'd walk in on stage and be like, what weird-ass shit are you doing with that?
You could have just walk in. She's held it up. Chose the other
no, but you could still that was every time. You could walk in accidentally. Most people would be like, holding it. She's got it tied to her hair. Randomly plaited them together for some reason. Because she sat there for a while.
Where do the pubes start and the head hair begin? Who knows?
That's what she practices on.
I couldn't do that. I'd have to like plait it into my beard.
Stay, she'd have to balayage now.
Balayage. Oh, you could put pretty beads on them and everything.
Oh about
would you straighten them?
The hair tinsel.
What you don't
by the way, that wasn't the option I picked. I picked the one where someone walking into the bathroom every time you use the toilet because that happens most of the time anyway.
Yeah. What you don't want is dreads. You don't need dreads.
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of this. Mm. Like, you know, if the 12
how big
inches.
12 inches. And not the van one, like show me actually.
Not the man one.
I don't want man maps, I want actual maps.
It's big.
It's big.
Turn it, no. It's about that big.
Okay, yeah, I needed this. I didn't need a foot. That's just another measurement, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you have 5 of them.
A fifth of you?
I thought you meant...
If you had the 12-inch...
Fucking weird-ass mutant, she got 5 feet.
If you had the 12-inch pubes, you could, like, plait one side, plait the other side, and then when you go to the toilet, you just go...
Stacey's having way too much...
Your actual curtains, like...
Be like, hello, but welcome also, to my vagina.
Woo!
Imagine the wall.
I mean, could I give it a trim to get rid of the split ends?
No,
is
it
that
says
an
you
option?
Can't trim it.
Oh no.
She'd just want to tidy up the split ends, it'd grow a little bit, and she'd be like, chim, chim, chim.
I'd be like, this is my scissors in my cup.
I'm professionally doing it like.
I'd have to have 2 separate kits, wouldn't I? The head hair trimming and the pubic hair trimming.
You'd be trying overnight, heatless curls.
Getting the cord from your dressing gown wrapped.
No, I'd be there with my shower care style and I'm just there like...
Every morning, oh, for fuck's sake, I pissed on the cord again.
Oh, man, I forgot to take it off. Oh, no, imagine trying to take your tampon out and you pull it out.
Should we pull this string? Ow! Ow!
Oh, wrong one. Oh, that's my labia.
Jesus, are they 12 inches too? Jesus. Anyway.
Which one would you pick, Nathan? Because you didn't answer this question.
I didn't answer most of them. I'd probably, yeah, I'd just go with people walking in on me.
It happens anyway.
It'd be a bit easier for girls. You sit down, you could just hold it. I'm already holding things. I'd get confused. I'd end up holding the wrong thing.
You'd have to do, you know, like when men took it under and they're like, look, I've got a mangina. You'd have to do that and like put your hair up your butt crack or something to keep it out the way to pee.
Make a little parting just to put the through so I can pee and then put it back.
Make a parting, tuck it behind you.
But when guys are drunk most of the time, you put your hand on the wall to hold yourself up while you're peeing. So, like, I can't do that and move the hair and pee at the same time. It just wouldn't work.
I have so many questions with the 12-inch pubes, and I really don't think I can put any more out there of what's going through my mind on this podcast.
Like, right now, what we need for science is one of us to agree to grow 12-inch pubes just so we can answer all the questions we have. Tasha, how about you? Just because I don't want to do it. She can't do it because then I'd have to see it. So you can go and just tell me the answers.
I don't think that's possible. I bet somebody has though. I bet there's a Guinness World Record holder for the longest pubes in the world.
That means someone holds that record and they have no idea. Someone has the world's longest pubes.
I reckon it already exists. I think a quick trip to Google and we're going to find out who's the world's record holder for the longest pubes. Do we have it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, then, Tash, what's the answer?
28 inches long.
Jesus.
Was it a man or a woman?
Belonged to a woman from South Africa. The hair was so long, it reached her knees.
She couldn't wear a mini skirt. She was like, wasn't it? Imagine your bikini in the summer. You've got two choices. You either let it hang out or you pull it up through your costume. And
Cousin Clip.
Oh, my God.
She also had 32-inch long armpit hair.
Jesus.
Did she have a bald head? Like, did she just cut that bit? Or did she just not own scissors?
Are there any pictures?
I was just trying to see that. I just want to see if there was a picture of her with a skirt. And then
did she shampoo and condition it? Did she like look after it and that?
Oh, I hope so. To be fair, she's got to have grown it that long.
To the head and shoulders. Like foof and knees.
Foof and armpits.
We should message her and ask, what would you rather?
We've got some questions. Have you ever plaited it? Do you straighten it? How hard is it to maintain?
You know them things that I was trying last year in my hair where I put the string in them and the beads? Oh, that'd look cute, wouldn't it?
On your beard.
Could you imagine? It would probably look really nice with all the beads in.
I'm sure.
But then when she's leaning over the coffin and she's furiously masturbating, you hear the click, 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 click of all those beads. Like maracas.
Was this not done on a comedy sketch programme, though? And I can't remember which one, but I remember the video of the woman in a miniskirt going on a night out, and she's got these blonde pubes hanging from a skirt, and they're all plaited with beads on and everything.
Did you dream this?
I didn't dream it. I've seen it, but I don't know where. It's quite funny.
Was it a dream?
It wasn't a dream.
Was it in Birmingham?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably.
Might have been Will and all.
Yeah. Actually, I think I've seen her.
Might have been Wolverhampton.
Still trying to find any information out about her. I've not found anything so far.
She didn't give her name, her age, just
got a name. I've got a name, but I can't find anything. I'm very upset. Like, I just want to know, like, does she style it? What? How does she wear clothes?
Does she not have social media?
No, apparently not. I know. Mad. I also found out that there's also a Guinness World Record for the longest poo.
Every day, technically, someone has the new record for that day's biggest poo.
Well, yeah.
And most people don't know.
And in all fairness, it probably came from a goldfish.
The largest human feces ever found weighed a staggering 44 pounds or 20 kilos.
Isn't it in a museum?
Compared to a 3-foot long python in appearance.
Jesus.
I want to know what the girth was on that motherfucker.
No, they would have to walk away from it while doing it.
Get up from the toilet.
Got up off it and left the room and it was still there.
Yeah.
The only thing longer was her fucking pubes.
So they could measure it probably for the Guinness World Book of Records. I reckon they had them shit on one of those moving platforms in the airport, so they put the big dinosaur, it started to turn, so it got to trials back. How would that much fit inside a human? This is what I'm concerned
about.
The
small intestine is about 5 foot, like fully stretched out.
I know, but you talk about being backed up, that's completely different.
Three out of 9 foot intestine.
Oh dear.
That's a whole lot of nasty, that.
Maybe that's another thing we can do for the next show.
I'm not shitting on the next show. You're not who's measuring my poo.
Who's got the biggest
shit? I draw the
shit.
Line.
No.
You are the biggest shit.
I draw the line.
No, I was going to say we could see who could find the stupidest or weirdest world record.
Yeah.
Well, Tasha's got his beat, so.
Well, she hasn't. She doesn't own the record. Unless she can grow 35-inch pubes
unless
by next
can
month.
Grow... What was that?
I can't say for 35-inch pubes. Unless you can grow them by next month. I don't think you're going to beat that record.
I like that idea, though.
Tasha has the record for being the world's biggest twat.
Wow!
Indeed. I say.
Speaking of massive twats.
Nice.
Oh, damn. So, yeah, this one I'm going to ask you guys, comment. You lot don't get to answer this one. Everyone else, stick it in the comments. Would you rather be tried for treason in North Korea or get your grandmother addicted to heroin?
And on that fantastic note...
We'll leave it there.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining our shenanigans again.
I apologise for everything that happened in the last hour. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And for the record, I'd get my nan addicted to crack.